Anyway, that was one of the things while I was street commissioner in the 50s. The other thing I got involved in was the annexation. I chaired an annexation committee, and about that time, the city limits went as far south as 41st Street. The development in the town was taken part south and east of Tulsa. A lot of the houses are actually being built outside the city. These people needed water, and they needed fire protection. The name of the game was, let's build outside the city so we can avoid the city building codes, and then ask the city to annex us. That caused some problems. There was an area just south of the fairgrounds. It would be south of 21st Street and east of Harvard. The developer had put a 2-inch water line in to serve a whole bunch of houses up there. And these were young families with babies and new yards and landscaping. Along came summer, and they'd turn on the faucet at 5 o'clock, and it would be drip, drip, drip. And they had been annexed to the city after the development. This was the next mayor, Mayor L.C. Clark. We had a real crisis in our water supply. And L.C. was smart enough to bring in Bill Holloway, or the Holloway engineering firm. Holloway had designed the Spavinaugh Dam and the early water supply system for Tulsa in the 20s. And then they didn't use them from then on, and they just kept extending lines without some good advice. He brought in Bill Holloway, and the first thing he did says, we got to put an elevated tank there at the fairgrounds. You pump this water up at night and then take it out in the daytime. Put an elevated tank over here in the Tulsa Hills. In about a year's time, he had Tulsa back. Oh, one of the things was getting water down here from Spavinaugh. The original Spavinaugh line was a gravity flow. And he designed this gravity flow line. He says, we need to put some pressure on that line. So they put in some pump stations, and they could increase the quantity. And then they built a dual line. They fit two lines now coming from Spavinaugh. I think later on we got another lake feeding water into Tulsa. And then I think an emergency thing, the original lines from Spavinaugh cross the Grand River. They actually go under the river. They worked out an arrangement with the Grand River Dam Authority where they can bring in water from the Grand River. So we've got two other sources now. But it was amazing how quickly that was solved by putting in elevated tanks. Another one was out at 71st and Sheridan. That was a real crisis. You talk about people storming City Hall when they couldn't get water to bathe their babies and water their lawns, and they had all this landscaping dying.
So they would literally come in groups to City Hall?
Oh, yes, yes. And they found that the whole area out there was served with a 2-inch line. If it had been inside the city when it was developed, it would have been an 8-inch line. This is one of the advantages of annexing these areas before they were developed.
So how was the 2-inch line problem solved?
I think they put in some more lines. We had another problem with people building outside the city. The street construction was substandard. There was one addition out there where the city standard at that time was 6 inches of concrete. And I think today it ought to be 8 inches with a base. And they're running buses over this slab that was undersized. Pavement was crumbling. So annexation was a big thing in those days. Even later on, the next time I was on the commission, we were into annexation.
You served
from 52 to 56. And then again in the 70.
But was that a one term? 52.
Filled out.
Filled out.
A term, and then was elected the second term.
Until 1956.
Right.